I'm Brian Burkhartz with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for April 6th, 2026. Fluorspar is used to make a variety of everyday items, but its importance is growing with the booming artificial intelligence industry. Lily Burris reports on how the mineral's importance to AI could reawaken mineral mining in Western Kentucky's region.
Fluorspar is key to making hydrofluoric acid, which is used in crafting most high-performance microchips used in AI data centers. Currently, nearly all of the fluorspar used in U.S. manufacturing comes from China. But interest in shoring up the supply chain of the mineral has some folks curious. In recent years, at least one company has scooped up mining rights for thousands of acres across southern Illinois and western Kentucky, home to the country's largest known deposit of the critical mineral. Mines in Crittenden, Livingston, and Caldwell counties were the country's biggest fluorspar producers nearly 100 years ago, but the industry withered when the U.S. started importing the resource after World War II. Now, some residents and experts think there's potential for mining activity to start up again there, which could be a major boon to the region's economy. I'm Lily Burris in Marion.
When Kentucky's State Capitol Building in Frankfort reopens after all the renovations, the Republican-led General Assembly plans to install a tribute to U.S. Senator Mitch McConnell. In a last-minute maneuver before recessing for the veto period, lawmakers approved placing a statue or artwork of the Louisville Republican in the Capitol Rotunda. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear denounced the recognition and said state lawmakers offered McConnell special treatment. Beshear said he asked the legislature to name a new penitentiary after Cookie Cruz, the first black woman to lead the Department of Corrections.
You know, the General Assembly said, we don't name things after people while they're still alive. And now they're passing the statute for someone that is still alive. I'd like the rules to apply across the board.
McConnell is Kentucky's longest-serving U.S. senator, who is retiring this year at the age of 84. He issued a statement saying that he was honored and humbled by the decision and grateful to the General Assembly for the recognition. A bill lawmakers sent to Governor Andy Beshear's desk would expand Kentucky Public Service Commission. As Curtis Tate reports, it also means other changes.
Senate Bill 8 is among those lawmakers sent to the governor. Most notably, it would expand the Kentucky PSC from 3 members to 5. In its original form, the bill would have given the state auditor the power to appoint the 2 additional members. Now the governor would appoint all 5, subject to Senate approval. However, SB 8 would require that no more than 3 commission members be from the same political party. Kent Chandler, a former chairman of the Kentucky PSC, said that's a big change in how the nonpartisan commission has operated for the past 90 years.
It's just another wrinkle for all cases moving forward that haven't necessarily existed in any of the precedents or mergers or transitions that have occurred in the past.
The bill has an emergency clause, so it would take effect immediately with Beshear's signature. The commission decides whether to approve or deny utility rate increases and also considers merger proposals, including one by Louisville Gas and Electric and Kentucky Utilities.
You could have a very different public service commission reviewing this, in May, June, and July than exists today.
The original bill would have limited the participation of advocacy groups in PSC cases, but that was removed after pushback from those groups. It also would have moved the PSC under the auditor's office, but now it remains with the Energy and Environment Cabinet. The governor could sign the bill, veto it, or allow it to become law without his signature. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
LG&E and KU are financial supporters of WEKU. A small business hub in Louisville's West End could soon be sold for $2.1 million. The West Louisville Dream Team is expecting to finalize its purchase of the NIA Center from the city's bus agency this summer. They're now trying to raise an additional $2 million in order to cover closing costs and needed renovations. Sean Spencer is the founder of the Dream Team and a tenant in the NIA Center.
We're in a stage now where we have a unique opportunity to gain something for our community and for our legacy. And so we need everyone's support.
The Dream Team is asking the West End Opportunity Partnership to help cover the additional costs. They've sent an additional funding request to Louisville Metro Council. You can learn more on these stories and many others when you visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhartz.